Over the next 5 minutes, we're going to learn a few tips and ideas on how you can get healthy. Here's today's Sunshine Nutrition segment featuring Kim Hillsman Dunaway.
Today on the air with us, Kim Hillsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition in both Murfreesboro and Smyrna. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the topic this morning?
So October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You see the NFL every year doing their Crucial Catch campaign. You see the Race for the Cures and things like that really peak around October for that purpose. And so usually sometimes we dedicate a whole month, but 1 week this month to talk about breast cancer prevention, right? What can we do? And so lifestyle things that we can do. And there also maybe are some supplemental things that we can do as well too. Nothing is a silver bullet. Nothing will beat genetics, right? So I'd certainly recommend, you know, if breast cancer runs in your family, or sometimes even if it doesn't run in your family, getting some genetic testing to look for that BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene that can be indicative of potential breast cancer. People that have had, even if they've had ovarian cancer in their family, for instance, that's another oftentimes estrogen positive breast cancer, that can be another sign as well. Other risk factors, women that have been on any type of menopausal type of prescriptions, they really try to recommend decreasing the amount of time that you're on those types of things. Like Premarin was a very popular one in the 90s that people would just be on for very long periods of time. And then they found that it was basically a direct precursor to breast cancer. And so they typically recommend avoiding it if possible, but if you are on it, taking it for maybe 2 years or less. And so avoiding that, there's lots of alternatives that we can do for menopausal type of symptoms in prevention of that. The other thing lifestyle wise is breastfeeding. So breastfeeding for a year, whether that's one child or four kids, decreases your risk of breast cancer. As does physical activity, which is something for a lot of women, it becomes very difficult when you have one child or several children trying to get some type of a regular physical activity routine in. All of these things are things that can help reduce your risk of breast cancer, right? Now, supplementally, what could we do? There's been lots of research and, you know, this particular study looks promising and this study poo-poos it. And so there's a lot of things that are sort of like, what can we do? We do know that helping to increase our immune system is going to be very helpful. And this is different than how we would increase our immune system for a flu virus or for COVID. Helping your immune system specifically for cancer is a little bit different strategy because you're looking for things for long term. So you're not looking for something to boost your immune system for a week, for 2 months. You're looking for something to boost your immune system for years to come. So that's really where a lot of your mushrooms are going to be really great for this. So I'm not talking about oyster mushrooms or button mushrooms that you buy at the store and put on salad or put on a pizza. I'm talking medicinal mushrooms like shiitake mushroom, reishi mushroom, maitake mushroom are all really good. We have a whole line of mushrooms individually, and then we have lots of different options that contain is 7 mushrooms, 8 mushrooms, as many as 19 mushrooms in one bottle, right? And so all of those are really great at helping to prevent potential cancers, breast cancer being included in that. Turkey tail mushroom, I'll bring an extra special attention to because that has been shown in several studies to actually combat certain types of cancers. Breast cancers is one of those. And I've had some customers who've had a great deal of success in their breast cancer journey with turkey tail mushroom. That's not to replace medical advice, but that's something to look into, take some research, bring it to your oncologist. It's a great conversation starter for them to open them up to the other types of possibilities that are out there besides just drugs and chemotherapy, for instance. One of the things that they used to recommend when people had breast cancer was tamoxifen, which is an estrogen blocker. They would recommend that somebody would take it for 5 years. Now they've gotten to the point, because they've seen the connection so much with the body's making excess estrogen and leading to breast cancer, they actually recommend sometimes taking tamoxifen as a preventative. So naturally, we sell DIM, D-I-M, which is just short for a really long word, and it is an extract from cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, and it also helps to change the pathway of that estrogen to a more helpful antioxidant type of estrogen and get rid of that harmful estriol that can be so problematic. So that can be a supplement that can be really helpful along with those mushrooms if that's something that you're looking for. And the other thing that I will throw in there is if you tend to have fibrocystic breasts or very tender, sensitive breast tissue, you might look into doing a vitamin E supplement or even a vitamin D supplement to help with that.
Again, Kim Dunaway with us this morning,
things. So if anybody would like to learn more, now you have a lot of these things in stock. They can stop by. Which locations should they stop by? You have them at both?
Yeah, we have two locations. We have the same supplement stock at our Smyrna location. It's a smaller store. We just don't have as many food options there. But our supplement stock is the same at both locations. So at Smyrna, we're located at 901 Rock Springs Road, and here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street.
Thank you for joining us today.
Here's a snippet of next week's segment.
Menopause. Prescription drugs that increase estrogen, a potential risk factor for breast cancer, things that we can do naturally for menopause in alternative to some of those prescriptions. Menopause is one of those things that women suffer with so much, whether it's silently or out loud, and they oftentimes suffer for it for a very long time.
And don't forget, 25% off every Tuesday at Sunshine Nutrition Center. Sunshine Nutrition Center is locally owned and operated. They have two locations in both Murfreesboro and Smyrna.